This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Get some more perspective on the recently adjourned session of the Oregon State Legislature from State Representative David Brock Smith, who represents the South Coast, part of the Central Coast, and sections of Douglas County as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about 35 days was the limit, finished a bit early. Overall, what were your thoughts about the short session?
Well, it was an abuse of the supermajority again. These short sessions are only meant to go in to fix budgets and so forth, and the majority party spent $5.8 billion. That went to Oregonians now. And some of those went to housing programs and so forth. And so we're, of course, tracking that legislation so that some of those resources can come back to rural Oregon and not just all the urban centers in the state.
For you, what was maybe a highlight, maybe a good side of the session?
Well, both my pieces of legislation, remember, were limited to two. Died early in session. They were killed by the environmental for-profit nonprofits, unfortunately. And they were around restoring salmon habitat and growing more salmon in our rivers and streams and off-channel habitat. I don't really, unfortunately, have a highlight of session, Kyle. I guess my highlight of session is my former Republican minority leader, Mike McClain, told me that sometimes, David, the measure of success as a member of the minority isn't the bills you pass, but the bills you stop. And so I would say the measure of success is stopping Senate Bill 1534, which was the overreach from the Oregon's Global Warming Commission. And it was based on work that I did to help stop cap and trade. Unfortunately, they twisted it around and wanted to go after our farmers, double down on our farmers and landowners and natural working lands to get their carbon footprint, if you will, and then be able to pass future legislation that would penalize them in moving and forcing them to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and incorporate in adding carbon sequestration benefits in the future, which would have doubled down on an already hurtful session towards our ag communities with ag overtime. And then there in Douglas County, there's a friend of mine, Senator Lou Frederick, was trying to pass a piece of legislation for rural fire districts that would allow them to automatically annex in their portions of their district 7 miles from the firehouse without a vote of the people. And I've stopped that bill in 21 and then again in this last session. Because as you can imagine, Kyle, folks that are in the rural district already have a choice to be able to annex in to that fire district. But this would have forced people to be in without their vote or their voice.
Talk about what your thoughts are on that ag overtime legislation getting through.
Well, the Democrats settled for a tax credit that was everything that the agricultural industry didn't want, and they didn't set aside nearly enough resources for it. It's a difficult, ag overtime is not federally mandated for a reason. And the agricultural businesses, and I know in talking with folks, it's kind of a difficult conversation to have because they're like, well, everyone else gets overtime. Why shouldn't our agricultural workers? And it's the seasonality of the industries that caused them, not to get overtime because of the cost associated with it. and the lack of workers, if you will, they appreciate the workers themselves, get benefits in other areas as far as food and housing and other compensation. But the agricultural industry, when you have to go out there and pick the pears, let's say, for example, you got to get those pears off that tree within a matter of weeks. The same with cherries, and whenever you're birthing calves, for example, you don't have a 9 to 5, right? It could be 2 o'clock in the morning. It could be 5 a.m. And so, ag overtime, we tried to find an Oregon solution. My colleagues, Daniel Bonham and Shelley Botsart Davis, were the leads in the Republican House. And we tried to find an Oregon solution similar to Colorado, where you had a window of time where ag overtime would be instituted except for these number of weeks because of the industry. And the Democrats refused to have that conversation and wanted to talk about a tax credit that the farmers and ranchers, they didn't even want. That was the last thing they wanted. And so, unfortunately, what's going to happen is this: those farmers are going to, cap the hours on the workers at 40 hours. There isn't going to be any overtime. And the only individual that's going to lose is the farm worker itself, him or herself, unfortunately. And you're already seeing it from folks coming up, the farm workers coming up early from California. It's just an unfortunate situation where the majority party, the Democrats that aren't in these businesses, once again, are leveling a heavy-handed piece of legislation down and changing the lives of so many individuals in the state without listening to what they have to say.
With today being the deadline for candidates to file for the primary, do you see some folks coming in? Do you see the potential for some Republican gains in the legislature this time around?
Almost definitely. I mean, we have a great, great bunch of candidates just across the state. I think people are frustrated. We always talk about the pendulum swinging back. Well, I think we're there. People are frustrated from the mandates and the overreach of the majority party, and it's just not just here in Oregon, but nationally, you see it. You see the cost of inflation in Oregon. You see the Democrats, and they passed the corporate activity tax, which is effectively a sales tax, a couple of years ago, and then you see billions of dollars being spent and not going back to the people. So there's a level of frustration that we've never seen. Defunding the police, attack on their character, I'm excited to get back home and to get back into campaign mode and go out and really talk to people and support our candidates across the state and give the Republican solutions to issues, Kyle. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I write a lot of legislation, more than any other representative in the state. And the reason is because that legislation is what Republicans would do for the most part. It's the only way that we would really have a voice in telling our constituents and others what we would do if we had the gavel. And so I look forward to bringing about change in that area, from the top down, right? We have a number of Republican governor candidates, and I have my favorite in Christine Drazen, who I worked with for so many years in the House, and who knows the inside baseball, so to speak, of the building. But more importantly, she is, you know, from Klamath Falls and is a small town girl, and really fights for the people, and she fought for the people as the House Republican leader and led the walkout on cap and trade. And it wasn't easy herding 22 cats, let me tell you.
All right, out of time for now. Some perspective there. State Representative David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
842, Morning Conversation, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.